Genesis chapter 42 and chapter 43, Surprise Visitors. Far away in the land of Canaan, there was a famine. Joseph's father, Jacob, and all of his family were facing starvation. So, he called his sons to him.
I've heard there's food in Egypt. Go there and buy some for us, and save us from death.
So, the brothers went down to Egypt, all except Benjamin. Jacob would not let the young man out of his sight. Losing Joseph had made him fearful. When the 10 brothers arrived in Egypt, they went to see the governor. They had no idea that the governor was their brother that they had sold into slavery as a young man.
Who is it now?
Joseph asked a servant.
Hebrews, my lord. Hebrews begging for food.
Hebrews?
Joseph looked up curiously as the visitors entered. One by one, his 10 brothers came before him and bowed down to the ground. Not one of them recognized Joseph. All they saw was a ruler in magnificent robes surrounded by servants. Joseph stood up, pretending not to know them at all.
Spies!
He shouted.
No, sir. We're honest men. We've come to buy grain.
You look like spies to me.
Reuben stepped forward, trembling a little.
My lord, we are simply one family of brothers. There used to be 12 of us, but the youngest brother has stayed behind with our father. And the other brother, well, he is no more.
I will test whether you are speaking the truth,
said Joseph, sitting down on the great seat of judgment with ostrich feathers and columns of gold all around him.
Fetch your youngest brother and bring him here. If you do this, I will spare your lives.
The brothers were horrified.
One of you must go back to your father. And the rest of you can stay in prison till he comes.
Joseph had used an interpreter for this conversation, even though he could understand every word his brother said. Now he listened as they turned to one another in fear and in trembling.
It's our punishment. Look what we did to Joseph all those years ago. We ignored his cries for help. And now this disaster has come upon us.
When Joseph saw their anguish, he turned away and began to weep. Tears streamed down his face, but he wiped them away. He breathed deeply and turned back. He frowned at the brothers again.
Take that man as hostage,
he commanded, and the guards immediately took hold of Simeon.
The rest of you can go home. Fetch your brother and bring him back here.
Then he sent the brothers on their way. Joseph made sure that their bags were filled with grain and secretly arranged for all of the money that they had paid for the grain to be returned and hidden in their sacks. That night, when the brothers made camp, they found the money, and they were terrified.
What is happening?
Said Reuben.
Why has God done this to us? Now they'll come after us and kill us like thieves.
No one guessed that it was Joseph, their brother, who had given them everything for free. They returned to their father Jacob, fearfully
hardly daring to speak. Not only had they lost one more son, Simeon, but now they had to persuade their father to let go of Benjamin.
No, never,
said Jacob, weeping and storming from the room.
I will never let Benjamin go. If Benjamin's lost, I will die from grief.
And he lay down on the ground, weeping and sobbing and moaning. So the brothers did nothing for a long time. But eventually they ran out of grain again, and so they decided to return to Egypt, taking Benjamin with them.
May the Lord God Almighty grant you mercy, so that the governor of Egypt will return all my sons to me.
When the brothers arrived in Egypt, they were met by the chief steward. They quickly explained to him about the money in their sacks, and they offered to pay it all back. But the steward, who had been instructed by Joseph, just smiled.
What money? All of my accounts are correct. I am not missing any money.
The brothers looked at each other in amazement. They offered presents of spices and honey and nuts and delicacies which they had brought from Jacob. Then they bowed low to the ground as Joseph walked into the hall, and he stood there gazing across the line of his brothers.
How is your father?
Asked Joseph. Reuben looked up.
Our father Jacob? Yes, how is he?
Said Joseph, fighting back his tears.
He is alive and well,
said Reuben. Joseph beckoned to them all to stand up. They stood in awe of this governor of Egypt as he walked down the line until he came to Benjamin.
Is this the youngest one you told me about?
They nodded.
May God be good to you, my son,
Joseph said. And then he rushed out of the room. He ran into his own private chamber where no one could hear him, and he fell down on his bed and he burst into tears. Then he got up and he washed his face and controlled himself as best as he could, and he returned to the hall.
Let a banquet be served,
he said. To their amazement, the hungry brothers were seated at the governor's table, and Benjamin was sitting at the end of the table, and he was served 5 times as much as everyone else.